think I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to call it Think Like a Girl, Act Like a Bitch. It's going to be in response to the books that, like, Steve Harvey put out and The Rules, those kind of books. I want to be, have, like, dating advice. It's just going to be awesome. And it's advice that would be just as useful to girls as it is to guys. But some of you may be thinking, but Christy, you're single. What would you know about giving advice? I think that I have learned a lot from my many, many mistakes in dating, and I can lead that on to you. Like rule number one. If a guy or a girl doesn't return your call, what do? Blow up their phone. I mean, multiple text messages, tons of them, all right? I'm talking 1,000 or more. Try resending the message every 30 seconds or so. After all, you don't want them to forget about you. Not even for a minute, okay? And if he doesn't call you back right away, he might just be busy. Or it doesn't necessarily mean that he's not interested in you, period. Rule number two. Out of sight, out of mind. If they can't see you, they'll forget about you, okay? Drop by unexpectedly and unannounced. Show up at parties. Go to dances, social events, even if you haven't been invited. Try parking out in front of their house or work. Hopefully, they have a big picture window, which will make it easier for them to look inside, and you'll be able to see how they live without you. Now, rule number three, communication is key. In other words, baby talk. It's cute, and they'll know that you are, that they're your little, cute little babykins. Guys love it. Rule number four, read between the lines. If they don't say no, well, that was pretty much a yes. Rule number five, knowing where you stand. It's a relationship, even if you've never gone out. That's just a technicality. If he said, hi, looked at you a little bit too long, or picked up something you've dropped. I'm sorry, that's a relationship. Rule number six, office romances. Now, some people frown upon them. Definitely do it. What better way of spending time with someone as often as you do when you work with them? Talk about your quality time. If in an office romance, think of any reason to email them, business or otherwise. After all, they wouldn't have email if they didn't want you to use it. Rule number seven, long distance romances. One word, romantic. How can they ever go wrong? I mean, if you're in a long-distance relationship, visit him every chance you can, even if he never visits you. It's called taking initiative, okay? Rule number eight, obvious, fake a pregnancy. Everybody loves babies. If you feel your relationship is on the fritz, what better way to regroup than over the news of a new little bundle of joy? Rule number nine. It's okay to be on the back burner. Okay? If you find out that your guy is seeing someone else and is spending less time with you, don't freak out. Do not freak out. It's better to be on the back burner than be on no burner at all. Rule number 10, survival of the fittest. If you don't have a car, an apartment, or a job, don't sweat it, okay? Just find someone else who does and move yourself in. Start by leaving things. You know, little things here or there at their apartment. Then gradually leave more and more. And over time, they won't even notice that you've moved in and made a copy of their key and that your mail is being forwarded to their place. They won't even know how they ever lived without you. Rule number 11. Change. Change is important in a relationship. For instance, if you aren't quite what your mate is looking for, then change. Yes, find out what he or she likes and be more like that person. They'll be impressed that you put in the effort. Rule number 12. What if they're gay and you're not? What if you find out the person that you are into or that you are with is gay? No worries. No worries at all. Look at it like this. You have the honor of being the last test for them to be sure. You're not the last vajayjay or penis that they'll ever have. That's not made out of plastic anyway. Rule number 13. What if he or she decides to break it off? This is where you need to deep down and you really need your strength. Okay? Grovel. I'm talking grovel and beg them to take you back. All right? Like rule number 11. Tell them that you'll change. Even if you don't want to. Just don't leave you. I'll change. Just don't leave me. An air of desperation just shows how much you truly love them. Rule number 14, it's okay to get physical. Okay? It shows you're passionate. If he tries to leave, you block the door. Throw a rock through her window to show the broken glass that represents your broken heart. They'll see your side for sure. Rule number 15. When you consider whether to use personal ads or dating services or dating apps, you should respond to every ad. Don't even read them, okay? Just send the standard response with each one. Reading each one just takes up too much time, and you really need to get that date started, okay? You need to get that date stat. But make yourself sound personal by adding phrases like, I really liked your post, or your picture is really cute. That'll fool them. Rule 16. Is he cheap on dates? That just means he's a good saver and he's frugal. Rule number 17. Is she critical of you? She just wants you to be the best you that you can be. Okay, see rule number 11. Change. Rule number 18. Is it okay to have sex on the first date? Definitely. That's how they know that you're really serious about them. Okay? Women deal with emotions. Men deal with physicality. Sex handles both of them at the same time, if you do it right. And it's really a win-win for both of you. And girls, this means that for sure you're in a relationship. Sex always leads to relationships. Now, rule number 19, be like no other creature ever. Be like no one else ever. Be a creature unlike any other. It sounds poetic the more you say it, right? It's the way that you smile. The pause in between sentences. The look, the breath, the way you stand, the way you walk. Okay? Last rule. Rule number 20. Close the deal. Never date a man for more than 10 years. Okay? After all, you don't want to waste your time. Know your limitations. I hope that you find some of these tips, and honestly, everyone, so worthwhile, and that you have learned from them, and you will use them and put them into your own practice. Because if you follow each of these 20 tips, especially 11, you'll find the relationship you've been looking for, whether they realize that or not. Thank you for listening.